Yesterday, the Sunday Independent reported that a cut to the old age pension was being considered by the government, something which Agriculture Minister Simon Coveney was quick to deny, saying that there had been no such discussion at cabinet level. Joining me now is Fionnán Sheehan, political editor of the Irish Independent. Fionnán, we saw grey power at its strongest back in 2008 when pensioners took to the streets when the automatic entitlement to the medical card for the over 70s was withdrawn. How likely is it that the government would want to risk unleashing that all over again?
Yeah, unlikely. And I think as a result of that, we saw a lot of scrambling last night to break with the standard protocol of we don't comment on budget speculation, which was knocking around earlier in the day, to this ain't happening. We're not thinking about it. Stay away from it. I'm not going to go near it, and so on and so forth. Because, you know, literally within a couple of hours of that story hitting the streets, you had ministers from both parties contacting each other and contacting their officials going, what's this about? Where is this coming from? At what level is it being considered? Are we completely mad here in the year before a local election to be going on this route? So you saw a fairly trenchant ruling out on behalf of the spokesman for the government, spokesman for the Taoiseach, spokesman for the Labour Party in government, and the Taoiseach saying, no, it's in the programme for government, we're not touching it. Nonetheless, at the same time, the fingers of blame were being pointed in very much one direction, and that was at Social Protection Minister Joan Burton. And why? Because she has form in this area. She has form of putting out kite-flying exercises about cuts that might happen or that could happen down the line, with a view to garnering support against them, both amongst the public and amongst her own backbenchers, and then that strengthens her hand when she's going into budgetary negotiations. So what was surprising yesterday was that certainly that the finger of blame has been pointed by Willie O'Dea of Fianna Fáil at Joan Burton, by people within at senior ranks of Fine Gael, but the surprising part was that even within the Labour Party, there didn't seem to be a view that Joan Burton was wholly innocent here, because they have seen the track record here before.
There are, I suppose, another couple of possible theories. One is that this is a government leak, that it's all designed to make the budget in October seem pale by comparison to what it might have been. Look, we didn't take money off the old age pensioners.
The softening up thesis is there. The potential for going down the route to a greater extent of means testing on a wider number of benefits. But we keep saying, hearing that the system is not in place for that. Yeah, you've seen that as well in recent years, both by Joan Burton and Health Minister Dr. James Riley, that there tends to be a list of the appalling and the tragic and the brutal cuts put out with a view to then coming back to people on budget day and saying, oh, well, they didn't happen at all and it's only these cuts, which, you know, look bad in their own light, but people's, there's kind of a sense of relief, well, they didn't do what was mooted. I think there, within government circles, there is a perception that that does not actually serve the purpose which you think, because as soon as people hear about a cut happening in the run-up to a budget, they then think that it's happened, even though it isn't announced in the budget at all. We've seen that in previous years, talking to ministers yesterday who have just said, you know, people aren't always as tuned in to listening to the media 24 hours a day and realising that something that's gone up the flagpole is then whipped back down and isn't actually going to happen. That once people hear about something in the ether, they become worried about it. They assume that it is happening, and this alters their perception and how they plan on a budgetary level, on a very basic domestic level, about how much money they will have available to them. And in this case, you saw that it was elderly people who, you know, would obviously be hit by the fear of a 10 euro reduction in their weekly old age pension. And you had people like Eamon Timmins of Age and Action Ireland saying that, you know, people start considering, well, what am I going to do if that cut comes in? Am I going to have to get rid of the cat because I can't afford to feed the cat anymore? And it's those sorts of playing mind games with people that is just so grossly unfair at this stage in the budgetary negotiations. And I suppose the difficulty is, from the government's perspective, that there is talk of a softer budget than was planned, but at the same time, there are people within government trying to warn, you know what, this budget is still going to be really bad. There's still going to be the best part of 3.1 billion. It won't be 3.1 billion. It'll be a lot less than that, but nonetheless, it'll be a fair chunk of it, and as a result, that is going to hit people either in their own pockets or in the services that they receive from the state.
Now, obviously, Joan Burton is being fingered, as you've said, and there appear to be anger amongst Fine Gael ministers and Fine Gael elements of the coalition. But equally, when we're talking about the issue of cui bono, who benefits here, Labour could be able to claim, if it is a Labour leak unconnected necessarily with Joan Burton, we saved you from the new Ernest Blythe, if and when it doesn't happen.
Yeah, I mean, it's important to point out that Joan Burton absolutely denies that these suggestions came from her or from her department, and her spokespeople were quite trenchant on that front. But yeah, I mean, that's the game that is played. But it's a very dangerous one, because you don't necessarily know that you're going to get credit for that. The frighteners that you've put out in the first place can be counterproductive and can prove to be quite costly in their own right, and they basically give the opposition ample ammunition against you to put it out there that you were even thinking about implementing such a cut. So you know, you don't necessarily reap the reward later in the process when the budget is actually announced that you think you might do from such a psychological mind game.
It could also be softening up of a different kind, because given the economic crisis that we're going through, the argument is that wealthier pensioners need to contribute more. For example, a couple of texts in here, one from somebody who's texting us from Germany, who says, your country is broke. Please remind your pensioners that their pension is more than twice the UK. Joe says, they should cut it going into the sixth austerity budget. This is one section of the population that has never been touched by cuts when taking money off special needs and everybody else. So it could be something that stimulates that sort of a debate, and that it could be that kind of softening up process.
Yeah,
is that possible?
And there is a direct recommendation, of course, from the IMF that the pension should be cut. The point is made that it hasn't been cut over the course of the last number of years. Campaigners on the flip side would say, well, elderly people have been hit by any of the other taxes and charges. If elderly people live in homes as well, they have to pay property tax on, that water charges are coming down the track on it as well, and that they will be affected there too. The argument there would be, well, you wouldn't do a flat rate cut across the board, that you would measure the cut in terms of people's alternative means and income, and that would be either through a means of taxing treating the old age pension as taxable income, or else means testing in some way. But we're repeatedly told, and this goes back to the argument about other social welfare payments such as child benefit, that there isn't a mechanism and a model available yet which would facilitate adequate taxation or means testing to be brought in on such a wide scale. So that's the difficulty there. When you have 500,000 people involved, how do you go about doing it? We only have to look at the problems that have emerged on the SUSE front, which was for the third level grants, and the enormous delays that have been caused there as a result of a new system coming in, to see the kind of headaches that you might have if you were suddenly to start means testing the old age pension.
Fionnán, thank you very much for that. Fionnán Sheehan, political editor of the Irish Independent there, and the dilemma of Mary in Dublin 16. Let me bring that to you. She says, I'm a widow and will go on state pension in 2 years' time. My household charge is €700 per annum. I'm facing having to sell my home. And go where, she asks.